Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of this. Oh, Goaty. It's a little test for Erica. This is our mascot for Gets Your Goat. It's like the things that bug you that you want to get off your chest.
You know, does anyone else in the world, other than the three of you and now me, call it Gets Your Goat?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just something people say. Hmm. It's just like champing at the bit, how all you idiots say chomping at the bit and you're wrong.
Yeah. Just like Bob's your uncle. Bob's gets your goat. Someone annoyed or angry.
You've never heard of that before this moment?
No.
So what would you like to call it? Pet peeves? Ugh. I mean, I don't have a sound for that.
I would.
Okay, let's do pet peeves.
No, let's do gets your goat. I just peeves, learned pet something. Peeves.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, you just call in and you tell us the thing that's bugging you.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that bugs me is, like, as you guys know, I prepare food for my children often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of a world-class chef in the
too far.
Northern Commerce City area. If I cook for you, have I cooked for anybody here?
I don't think so either.
You have like a charcuterie board out, but I don't think
No, well, that was just me. Okay. Do you think I can cook?
Yeah.
You've told us you can.
Yeah.
That's okay. My daughter, if I make her something, she puts it on her plate, immediately grabs the salt and puts it on there.
What kind of things are you making?
For her, she likes it. Like, she's pretty basic. So it's like, she likes jasmine rice. So I'll make like rice and black beans and like chicken and stuff. Almost like a Chipotle bowl. But like, first thing she does is like all over the rice. And it's like, you don't know. I salted it.
Mm. I kind of get it though.
Yeah, I do too.
You put it in your mouth and you go, oh, it lacks salt.
I do think you need to try it first.
Yes.
Sure.
She doesn't. She just assumes that
I'm going to screw it up by adding salt.
Yeah, well, and
that's
100%
what that's what she's used to, because love her, but she only eats like four things.
Right.
And you haven't changed how you make
it. No, I have. I ramp up my salt.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Well, maybe you need to have that conversation with her before you're angry.
I'd rather just out her on the radio and make her feel terrible about it.
Now she's like, well, I'll never pick up salt again.
Next time, just hide the salt.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her.
Speaking of salt, though, this is so random, because Tiak is the only person to talk to us about new salt, and I still really want to try it.
No, you don't.
What is
salt? It's a salt substitute that people believed. It was in a time when it was like, oh, salt is unhealthy, which is not exactly true. And so we came out with this salt alternative that's probably so carcinogenic that you're like, instead of dying of high blood pressure, you've got six different kinds of cancer.
Sure.
New salt.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, that's their commercial. I'm just doing it.
Yeah. Killer salt.
They're actually a sponsor.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had advertising.
But no, it was terrible. So anybody else want to get a goat out before we...
I could do one.
Okay, go.
At the grocery store just the other day, self-checkout line. Mm-hmm. Great. Love it. Everyone's doing great. The person standing in line is all the way back in the aisle. So you can't see them.
Oh, that they're in line?
Correct. Mm. Dane and I walk up. That's my fiance. We walk up to do the checkout and we hear like, excuse me. And I'm like, you are in the aisle. I cannot see you.
Yeah. Welcome to Colorado. Yeah. You're the one who's wrong.
That's what it's you happened have to assume because
they're being polite. Do you remember?
Well, no, because most of the time there is one person at that beginning, and then you can kind of see if there's a line after them. But it's like, oh, someone is in line. Look around.
But they're so.
Do you remember
far.
The other day when we were talking about driving and how the people pull out in the intersection, even when, and it's like you got to wait if there's people bunched up on the other side of the intersection, even though you got a green light, you got to hang back. To let the other people through.
Make it clear,
yeah. Leave it clear.
I don't remember talking about this.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. They're leaving that front area open.
So much space that you can't see them, and they aren't in line.
You just got to assume there's people in that line, no matter what. Mm. I come down the chip aisle to see if there's a line in the chip aisle, because it's in the chip aisle at my store.
It always is like,
Yeah, they do it on purpose, because they're going to get you on those impulse things. Yeah.
That's where I always run into you. Like, you're here again?
I just stand there. Here's my thing. I adore you, but I think you're the goat on this one. You are. You did it wrong. You just got from now on. Just
no
look.
One's ever. I've never been in a grocery store except here.
Yeah, well,
that people are like hiding. Here. They're like, I want to play hide and seek to figure out if I'm in line.
They're not hiding. Yes, they're just being polite.
They're like, is she gonna know this time? Like, no.
All right, if you've had a run-in with Erica
no!
at the grocery store. No, we just want to hear what your pet peeves are. What gets your goat? 303-222-5423. You can call. You can text.
As someone who goes to the movie theater kind of frequently, throw away your trash.
Yeah.
Don't leave it in the seat. Don't do it.
Like when the movie's over. Yeah.
Yep. It's we used like
to,
I understand.
We used to be encouraged to do that for some reason. I felt like
don't
we
do
were.
It. Yeah.
To leave it? I think that's a story you made up in your head.
There's a decent chance that you're right.
Yeah.
But it just felt like if we don't leave this, then that person's not going to have a job.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's still going to be.
If it's too clean, why do we need a cleaning person? They're all picking up after themselves. So
they
we were
still
just
have to go through and check to make sure. Because popcorn spills, whatever.
Right, I'm giving them something to do.
You don't leave behind all of your trash.
Not all of it. So,
don't leave mine.
I just want him to have something to do.
Yeah. No. I'll leave a kid in the theater.
Yeah,
oh,
sometimes.
My gosh.
Sometimes. Yeah.
No.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right. Pat, you've always got one. By the way, if it involves bikers, I'm not taking the hit for you this time. If you're going to do anything.
Like bicyclists?
He's so mad at bicyclists that they've protested the radio station.
You should talk to my fiance.
Is he a bicyclist? No.
No.
Oh, he hates him as well. Oh.
Yeah. Because somehow you're just riding to work, yet I never see a briefcase on any of these people. All I see is that big, thick booty just with tights just in front of me. It's like, what are you bringing me
so
into your workout for?
So you're angry because you're distracted.
Right.
Why you got to bring me into your workout? If you want to work out, that's fine. Do it on your own time. Okay. Listen. You're not biking to work. That's what you guys always say.
The goat.
They're just going to work. I don't see any.
Okay, I didn't mean to hijack your actual goat. What did you want to talk about?
My actual one are bicyclists. No.
Oh.
it's when you're eating a meal with everybody. You've been here before, I'm sure. And it's like, hey, I'll take care of the plates. Like, everyone just bring your plate up. I'll load the dishwasher, right? So I'm like, oh, great. And they just put their plate there. But they have leftover food still, or especially the worst, napkins. Are just on top of the plate.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm not going to do everything. Dump your plate, dump the napkin, then give it to me. I'm standing at the sink. What am I going to do with your napkin?
But you said,
I'm put it on the
you
garbage.
Said just bring my
said
plate.
Just bring it up.
Okay, you guys are bad at this because both you and Erica are just wrong. Like,
no.
You said, bring me your plate. So I'm bringing you my plate.
Empty your plate first.
Empty it where?
In the garbage.
No, that's it's your house.
No, I'm not standing at the garbage. I'm standing at the sink.
Well, how far is the garbage? 4 steps? You got it. No, suck it up, Buttercup. You said you were doing the plates.
Wow.
What? No, not the napkins. I said
Erica's
I'm doing the plates.
Cutting in line at King Soopers. She's cutting in line at King Soopers.
I'm walking up to an open checkout.
Yeah, but you just don't know where the line is. You're just not
looking.
I don't think that the people know where the checkout is.
They do. They're in line.
they're leaving space for bicycles. Yes! They might go through.
All right. We're doing gets your goat. Two of the people in this room are stupid. The rest of us are smart. What gets your goat? 303-222-5423.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're looking for people who are angry. About something and it gets their goat. We're teaching Erica what that means today.
Yeah, a really educational show, if you will.
Also,
I think that's the first time that has been said. Yeah,
it's good for kids.
It is. If you see Erica at King Supers, feel free to thump her in the head for not being in the right part.
Cut her
of
in line.
Ooh, one guy hit me really hard with his cart recently, and I thought I broke my wrist. So.
On what? Purpose?
No, I don't think it was on purpose. Maybe, though, he was like, you're that new girl.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Smarty Marty?
Yeah.
Smarty Marty?
What is it that gets your goat?
Well, besides Slacker deciding to call me average intelligence Marty.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Oh, no, you did not.
I did. Well, because he really dumbed himself down last time he called. I'm like, yeah, no, it's not going to work, buddy. But then now he's AI Marty, which is actually cool. Average intelligence.
Yeah, AI Marty.
AI Marty.
And I've never lost a sock doing laundry after 30 years of doing laundry for 4 to 5 people. Okay, man. Can anyone else say that with average intelligence?
All right. Congrats, dude. Right. You know what gets my goat is the fact that you don't tell me what gets your goat.
Okay. It's that student that asked me, when's the final term project due? And it's in the syllabus, and I've been saying it for 4 months. Mm. And in the finals week, they're still asking, when's the due date? Maybe that's a narrow audience, but for this
you should get one of those giant poster boards and like put the date and just have it on like the front of the classroom.
Or they should read their syllabus.
Yes, that.
Yes, exactly. But that way he doesn't have to answer. He can just point.
But Smarty Marty, have you considered I was never paying attention? So
we know you would be.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really. You're just not interesting enough.
Oh. Rude.
Now you're uninteresting, Marty. Now you're UI, Marty. I'm just kidding, Marty. You know we love you. I'll see you soon.
Yes, I do.
Okay, bye. Ashley.
Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
It's what?
This is Cecily.
Cecily.
Oh, what gets my goat is T-Hack's hearing.
Yeah, T-Hack calling you Ashley. Cecily, what gets...
Then why are you responding, Cecily? They're calling you Ashley. Making me look bad.
Cecily, what gets your goat?
What gets my goat is people putting their Zen pouches in urinals because I have to clean them at the brewery, and it's so annoying to have to scoop those out.
They're putting what in there?
The
Zen packs.
They're like Zen packs.
There's trash cans in bathrooms. I
know,
don't understand.
Guys are just so lazy. It drives me nuts.
Thank you.
Zen gets my goat.
It's so gross.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all the time.
Ugh, I'm
men
so sorry.
Men are pigs. We're just lazy. I'm going to say this. I have spit my gum into the urinal, and I will never, ever do it again.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, I got that weird taste on it when you...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say your name is Hamed, but I'm not sure it's right. Hamed?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, got one right today. Hey. Congrats. What gets your goat?
So what drives me absolute nuts is the automatic faucets in public bathrooms. Mm-hmm. You know, when your hands are all soapy and you're trying to figure out which one works, and I just most often than not, just really want the old school one where I can turn the faucet.
They never work.
They don't.
Yeah. It's so just inefficient and a step backwards in humanity in my mind.
It 100% is, because, and I just want a standard. I want all bathrooms to be handle, mm-hmm. or all bathrooms, because I have stood in front of a handle sink for an inordinate amount of time, running my hand underneath it, going like,
well, that's a you problem.
No, I mean, because you get used to it. It's like, oh, I've been out to a bunch of restaurants, they've all been automatic. And then you're like, oh, this isn't one, but you're still looking like a crazy person, yes. moving your arms back and forth. Mm-hmm. No, just me. Okay. All right. You know what gets my goat? When Erica looks at me like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Cheryl?
Why?
Yay. What gets your goat?
Prescription drugs. Why is it that my doctor can say, I need this specific nasal spray, and the insurance can say, oh, no, you need this one instead?
Mm. Well, oh, really?
How could they do that?
Oh.
I've tried that other one you say I need. It doesn't work. And they're just like, yeah, no, this is the one you need.
Here's the
but
thing.
My doctor says this.
I'm going to have to put you on hold because Tiak wants to come over and share nasal sprays.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any?
your eyes lit up the second she said nasal spray. Lonnie?
Yeah.
What gets your goat?
What gets my goat is going to any drive-through restaurant, specifically the Starbucks one.
Oh boy.
Overpaying for some frozen crappy piece of food out of convenience and then being handed it out of the window with zero napkins.
Oh boy.
Most times not even a straw, and they just expect you to take it like
or like they forget the fork and you're like, how am I supposed to eat this now?
Yes. Have you tried cooking at home?
I have, actually.
What it really gets me, like, especially at Starbucks, it's mostly beverage. So when someone's ordering a food item, they know about it, and it's already in a paper bag. Like, you're already making me eat it out of a paper bag.
Yeah.
You could make your own and put it in Tupperware.
Somebody with some dignity. Give me a napkin.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.